Well, good morning. How is everybody? Good. Welcome, welcome. This is an exciting Sunday, Pioneer Club Sunday, a wrap-up to our year. And we have had an absolutely incredible year. I've got some awards to give out this morning and just going to be sharing with you what God has laid on my heart. But the first thing I want to do is I want to recognize the importance of children's ministry. Children's ministry, I believe, is foundational. And the reason I believe that is because I was 7 years old when I asked Jesus into my heart. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Last Sunday at camp, we talked to the kids about choices and choosing Jesus. And around that room on the Sunday morning, I had the leaders stand up and tell everyone their age that they were when they chose to follow Jesus. And I would say about 70% of the people that stood up in that room were under the age of 10 years old. And what was really cool was to see all our youth stand up and say that they chose Jesus as a child. 16 kids chose on Sunday morning to accept Jesus for the very, very first time. I got an email as well from a mom who said that last Sunday, or the Sunday before actually, that her daughter asked to choose Jesus and invite Jesus into her life. What an incredible opportunity it has been. And so it is not a one man or a one woman job. I have an awesome, awesome team of leaders. And first of all, I want to say that we are very blessed here at Bramley Alliance to have a church that loves and invests in kids. Amen? God has blessed me with an amazing team of leaders who love Jesus and love kids. That is a powerful combination. I'm going to ask them to stand. If you are a Pioneer Club leader, I want you to stand up. If you lead within our Sunday morning programs, I want to recognize you too. So that might be desk, security, nursery, toddlers, JK, right through. Yep, stand. I want you to keep standing. I want you to keep standing. Because I want you to hear me when I say this. You are helping to raise up a future generation of young people that will impact this world for Jesus. And when I saw those kids, those youth now, they're kids to me still, stand up last week and say they chose Jesus when they were under the age of 10, and now they're back and they're serving in Kid Zone or Pioneer Clubs, you are reaching a future generation for Jesus. Keep standing. Don't sit down on me, okay? I love doing ministry with you all. I am so incredibly thankful for each and every one of you, and I feel it's important that you are recognized this morning. God has called you to serve by using the gifts that He's given you to serve Him, and what an amazing calling and an amazing responsibility. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your faithfulness in serving in kids' ministry this year, and for you letting God use you to grow His kingdom. I also want to recognize my core team this morning. You can keep standing. Miss Bonnie, Miss Jody, Miss Melanie, Miss Monique. They are the prayer warriors. They are my left hand, my right hand. Sometimes they're my brain behind ministry. I love them. I love the leaders that they are. I love the way they serve. I love the way they love me. And I love you for your friendship. So thank you to you, and thank you to you all. You are awesome. Now you can sit down. So over the last several weeks at Pioneer Clubs and then again at camp, we talked about choices. We all have the power to choose. Sometimes it's those small choices that we make every day. But today, for just a brief few minutes, I want to talk to you about a choice that will change your life. The other day, I got this invitation. I love getting invitations. This one was extra special because it was hand-delivered. And I felt, yeah, I felt awe. I felt, wow, I feel special. Somebody remembered me. Somebody thinks that I'm important. Most often, especially if it is an invitation to a wedding, down at the bottom, it has the letters RSVP. And that is a French expression for respondez, s'il vous plaît. Did I say that right, French people? Casey? Probably butchered it. Meaning, are you going to go? And we are faced with a choice. And as we wrap up this Pioneer Club year, I want to close with an invitation. An invitation this morning to choose Jesus. Now, when you get an invitation, there are three things that you want to know. You want to know who it's from, you want to know who it's to, and you want to know what's it about. Well, the answer to that question, I believe, is summed up in one verse in the Bible. And that is John 3:16. John 3:16 says this: God loved the world this way. He gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not die, but will have eternal life. Who is it from? It's an invitation from God. The one who loves you, formed you, and knows you. The invitation is from him. Who is it to? God loved the world. That means the invitation is for you and for me. What is it about? This invitation is really about three things: forgiveness from the past, new life here today, and a hope for the future. So first, forgiveness from the past. Do you agree with the statement, there are problems in the world today? Do you agree with that? In order to fix the world's problems, you have to deal with the root cause. What is the root cause? Well, one rainy afternoon, a dad was looking after his daughter. And he thought, what can I do to keep her busy? So he was flicking through a magazine and he came across a map of the world. And he thought, great, here is what I'm going to do. Watch this, he said to his daughter. And he cut out the map of the world and then he proceeded to cut it into tiny little squares. He mixed them all up and he put them all over the floor. And he said to his daughter, I want you to put the map of the world back together again. And he walked away thinking, that'll keep her busy for a long time. A few minutes later, the daughter called out, Dad, I'm done. He thought, you're done? How could she possibly be done? So he went to take a look. And sure enough, all the squares were put back in the exact right place. He said, honey, how did you know what to do? How did you know where to put all the squares? The little girl said, well, Dad, when you were cutting out the map, I looked on the other side. And there was a picture of a man and a woman. And I figured if I could put the man and the woman back together again, I could put the world back together again. The root cause of the world's problem is sin. Jesus came to put the world back together again by putting man and woman back together again, by fixing the problem of sin. If our greatest need had been information, then God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But our greatest need was forgiveness. And that is why God sent us a Savior. Jesus died on the cross. Because by dying on the cross, he purchased for all of us forgiveness of sin. Jesus came into this world not to rub it in. He came to rub it out, offering us forgiveness from the past. What is this invitation about? It is about new life today. Another story. There was a workman, and this workman was leaving the factory after a day's work, and he's pushing a wheelbarrow out of the factory. And inside the wheelbarrow was a small box. He stopped by the security guard, and the security guard asked, "What do you have in your wheelbarrow?" The man says, "Well, I have a small box." Security guard says, "Well, I see that you have a small box, but what is inside?" The man says, "Well, you know all that sawdust that's all over the floor at the end of a workday that's swept up and put into the garbage? I need some, so I put it in a box and I'm going to take it home." Security guard says, "Open the box." Man opens the box, inside some sawdust. Security guard says, "Go ahead." Second day, same thing. Third day, same thing. Fourth day, same thing. Fifth day, he's pushing out the wheelbarrow, and inside the wheelbarrow is a small box. Security guard stops him. "What you got in the box?" The man says, "Well, I've got the same thing that I had the other 4 days, sawdust." Security guard says, "Open the box." And there inside was some sawdust. Security guard says, "I don't know. I just have this feeling that you're stealing something. I'll tell you what. If you tell me what you're stealing, I promise I will not report you." The man says, "Okay, I'm stealing wheelbarrows." You see, we can get so preoccupied and focused on the small box, the circumstances of our lives. We set our eyes on the wrong thing and we miss the big picture. God's plans for us are good. He wants to fill us with life. He wants to make us a new creation. Jesus came to give us a full life, an abundant life. But when we focus on the wrong things, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we miss out on all that God has for us. In Jesus, we have new life today. Forgiveness from the past, new life today, and finally, this invitation is about a hope for the future. I'm going to read that verse again. God loved the world this way. He gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will not die but will have eternal life. Jesus said we are traveling down one of two roads. We are serving one of two masters. We are building our lives on one of two foundations. We are heading for one of two destinies. You and I are created for eternity. Our life here on earth is over like that. It's a blip on the eternal screen. Gone. In Jesus, we have a hope for the future. And my question for you today is this: where is your hope? It's your choice. You have been given an invitation. It is hand delivered from God to you. Forgiveness from the past, new life here today, and a hope for the future. RSVP. Are you going to go? Today, will you choose Jesus? Will you choose to build your life on him? Will you choose to be forgiven from your past? Will you choose new life today? And when you choose to accept his promise of a hope for your future. If you choose today, would you bow your heads with me and pray these words with me this morning? Jesus, I know that you are the root cause of this world's problems. Jesus, I know that the root cause is sin. And I admit to you this morning that I am a sinner. I believe, Jesus, that you came, that you died on a cross, and by dying on that cross, you purchased for me forgiveness. Forgiveness of my sin. Please forgive me from my past. Give me new life today. Abundant life. Help me to see the big picture of who you are and all that you have for me. I accept the invitation. Today, I choose to put all of my hope in you. Today, I choose to follow you. Today, and for the rest of my life, I choose to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer this morning, would you come and talk to me? Talk to your kids, Pioneer Club leaders. Talk to somebody who brought you. Don't leave here today without talking with someone and tell them the choice that you made. RSVP, are you going to go? You are released to go eat lots of cake. I don't want any leftovers in the welcome hall. Thank you for an awesome year.